Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to read this text to you really quickly. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we will all take a minute. Plus, we'll get to a brand spanking new Levine's List. And we'll give you a chance to win a prize in today's pop quiz. Text line 69306. Carrington, you've been mentioning the Hall of Fame a lot lately. How many current players do you think are going in the Hall of Fame? I wrote down 10 off the top of my head without really thinking about it or doing any research that I think will be in the Hall of Fame at some point, and I think are locks to be in the Hall of Fame. Brady, Aaron Donald, Larry Fitzgerald, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger, J.J. Watt, Eli Manning, Adrian Peterson. I think Antonio Brown is a lock to be in the Hall of Fame at some point. Those are 10 guys I think right now currently that play in the NFL locks to be in the Hall of Fame.
Julio Jones, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably put him in there. I just off the top of my head, those were 10 guys I had. And not counting guys that I think that could have been, like, I think Patrick Mahomes has a chance. I mean, right now, today, based on what they've accomplished in the NFL, I think they've done enough to go to the Hall of Fame.
Did you say Eli?
Yeah. I think Eli gets in.
I don't know if he's a lock. I think Eli. He's going to end up in the Hall of Fame, but he's just not. I wouldn't be surprised if it takes him a while to get in.
I would be surprised if it takes Eli more than 5 tries to get in. Like, some guys, we agree. Like, Brady's getting in the first time. I think that J.J. Watt probably gets in the first time. I think that Aaron Rodgers and Brees gets in the first time. I think Eli maybe gets in, like, the third time.
You think Eli or Phillip Rivers gets in first?
Eli, absolutely. I think it's wrong, but I think Eli absolutely gets in first because of the rings.
Just crazy. Phillip Rivers had a better career, but you're right, doesn't have the rings.
I'd put in Von Miller, too. Someone just said Von Miller. I would include Von Miller. I think Von Miller eventually gets into the NFL Hall of Fame as well. I don't think he's a first ballot guy, but I think he gets in at some point. I think he's kind of like how Ty Law is. I think it takes him a little bit, but
Did you mention Adrian Peterson?
Yeah, I have Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, I think Von Miller's an absolute first ballot lock. I think he's one of the best defensive players this generation.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he has to wait maybe 1 or 2 years, but I think he gets in rather
quickly.
What about
Luke Kuechly?
I don't think Luke Kuechly's going into
the Hall
of
Fame. I think he needs more time.
Yeah, I don't think based on what he's done right now, he's going in the Hall of Fame. I don't know what kind of years he's going to have.
He's on the track, though. Sean, I think I agree with you on that. I think he's on track to do so. He just needs a few more years.
Frank Gore. Isn't he still in the league? Frank Gore?
he's going to be a really interesting case. He's Curtis Martin 2.0, basically.
Yeah. I actually think Frank Gore eventually gets
in. Yeah, those dudes always end up in the NFL. His numbers are there.
Coming up in a little bit, we will get into a brand spanking new Levine's List. We'll also give you a chance to win a prize in today's pop quiz. But, Sean, you got some fantasy questions, my man.
I got 5 fantasy football questions for you fellas. Number one. How do you know when it's time to pick Patrick Mahomes? And don't worry about if you're in a PPR league or you got 2 quarterbacks or any of that. I just want to know.
That does matter, though.
Right, but I'm just saying, in general, BK, when do you know it's time to pick Patrick Mahomes? Because we all agree he's probably going to end up the number one quarterback. In almost any league, in any scoring system, last year he was the best player. But most of the time, you don't take quarterbacks that high. So when is it time to pull the trigger on Patrick Mahomes?
I think it's very simple. It's when you're not comfortable picking any of the other guys that are available at the more important positions. There's a lot of really good quarterbacks this year in fantasy football. I was looking at this last night, Sean. If you're looking at the Bucs, for instance, they have a top 10 receiver, a top 15 receiver in Chris Godwin, and a top 5 tight end this year. If you have all of those guys, you would imagine that the quarterback would be selected really high too, right?
Yeah.
It'd be like if Patrick Mahomes was not selected high, but you've got all these guys around him that are. Well, Jameis Winston is the 14th quarterback off the board this year on average. So you've got, if he's the 14th quarterback, there's just a lot of good options is what I'm trying to say.
That was my theory last year on Jared Goff, and that's the one thing on my fantasy team that actually worked out pretty well. I didn't love him. I love the weapons around him, and it worked out pretty good.
So the reason why I bring that up is because there's a lot of good quarterbacks, so you don't want to reach too far on Patrick Mahomes. So by doing so, I would say I typically am comfortable late 3rd, early 4th. So the guys that are coming off the board around then. Derrick Henry, Amari Cooper, Mark Ingram, Brandon Cook, Sony Michel. Those are the guys that are going off the board right around that area. I would rather have Patrick Mahomes and lock in what I believe is going to be the number one quarterback than any of those players.
Do you want Sammy Watkins on your team is my second question. Again, it matters where he's drafted. I just wonder if you can get a good deal on Sammy Watkins, right? If he slides in your draft for whatever reason, should you take a flyer on him knowing his injury concerns?
I'm taking a flyer on Sammy Watkins. I would not build a team around Sammy Watkins. If you're telling me that he's still available there and you can get a number two receiver on a high-powered offense, then I understand taking the flyer. I don't draft fantasy players. I would assume you probably wouldn't take him in your first 5 to 7 right. rounds. You'd probably take him a little bit later.
So right now he's going in the 8th round. The guys going around him, Dante Pettis, Marvin Jones, Josh Gordon, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and Geronimo Allison.
I'd much rather have Josh Gordon in fantasy.
Marquez Valdez thing you just said?
He's the number two receiver for the Packers. I actually think I would rather have Valdez-Scantling than Sammy Watkins this year, but that's probably it around this list. I think Josh Gordon's going to move way up now that he's actually been reinstated. He's probably going to end up going in like the 4th round of most drafts, but among that group of players, I'd probably have Sammy Watkins ranked basically second behind Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
All right, guys, if you're picking, let's say, at the end of the 1st round, top of the 2nd round in a typical draft, and both Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce are still on the board, and let's say this is like your first or second pick, so you don't already have a wide receiver or a tight end, which guy are you taking off the board first, Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce?
I would take Travis Kelce off the board first because there are way fewer tight ends in the NFL that are productive than wide receivers. There's only probably 6 tight ends that can give you production in the NFL. There's 25 wide receivers that can give you good production. Now, maybe not Tyreek Hill, but there's a big drop-off from tight end number 5 and tight end 15. There's not a substantial drop-off from wide receiver 15 to wide receiver 5 in the NFL.
I tend to agree with CDOT. The one thing that I would say, though, is if you're like me and you do believe there's a chance that Tyreek Hill ends up as the best receiver in football this year, you should probably side with that side of things. I was, before training camp, going to Travis Kelce 100% as the answer to this question, Sean. I'm waffling on that. I love Tyreek Hill this year. I think he's in for a monster season for the Chiefs, but because of the scarcity of the tight ends, I'd probably still lean Kelce.
I love the long touchdowns that you get from a guy like Tyreek Hill. I think there's a chance that Travis Kelce doesn't just lead this team in touchdowns, but lead the league in touchdowns. So if it were me, I'd take Travis Kelce off the board. And it's something that I'm considering because I think if you include Travis Kelce as a pass catcher, not just a wide receiver or a tight end, he should be one of the 10, 12 best pass catchers off the board. So it's certainly going to be a debate in your league if it comes down to Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce. What about Damian Williams? I'm curious. Do you guys see Damian Williams this year as a risk or as a guy that every running back in Andy Reid's system always has fantasy success? How do you view Damian Williams this season?
Can I go back really quickly with something you said about Travis Kelce? I'm a little bit surprised you think he could lead the NFL in touchdowns, given the fact that he's only had double-digit touchdowns one time in his career. I think he has a good year. I'd be a little bit surprised if Kelce led the NFL in touchdowns.
Correct
this
me if
season.
I'm wrong. He's only played with Pat one year, and that's the year he had double-digit touchdowns,
yeah,
right?
Just 10, though. I mean, he didn't have 15 last year. I'm just saying the one time he's at double-digit, like and given the fact that his quarterback threw 50 last season, I'd be surprised if Kelce got to 15 touchdowns this season, especially given all the other options that they have offensively. When it comes to Damian Williams, I'd probably draft him 2nd round, 3rd round. I think some people, it kind of depends on. Locally, if you want Damian Williams, it's probably earlier. Nationally, if you want Damian Williams, I think you can wait just a little bit. I think nationally, there's a perception that it's going to be running back by committee, so maybe Damian Williams has been devalued a little bit over the last 6 weeks. But I still think he's this team's number one running back. I think he's going to be pretty productive this year. I'd probably set the over-under on touchdowns at Damian Williams at 9.5 and probably take the over and feel good.
I think it's around that range. Like, late 2nd round, early 3rd is probably around the place where I'm wanting to take him. Somewhere around where Leonard Fournette, Kerryon Johnson, right after those guys go. I mean, everybody else that's a running back around that spot also comes with a lot of risk. Melvin Gordon's going around there. Aaron Jones, we don't know if he can hold up for over the course of a full season. Devontae Freeman missed, like, more than half of the season last year. Josh Jacobs is a rookie. I think there's a lot of risk as if you're taking a running back around that spot. I like Damian Williams more than any of the others.
Melvin Gordon and Ezekiel Elliott are screwing up fantasy drafts all around the country right now. Last question. We talked about Pat. We all agree he'd be the first quarterback off of anybody's fantasy football board. Who should be second, guys? If you don't get Pat as your fantasy football quarterback, who do you want as your signal caller for your fantasy football team?
Baker Mayfield is the answer to this question. I think Odell Beckham is about to have an incredible year. And with all the weapons that he has, I would be on that Baker train. Now, I'm with you. I don't know if the gap between Baker and the number 7 fantasy quarterback is going to be a big gap. I think Baker has a really big year this year. I would take Baker Mayfield.
I would go to Deshaun Watson. I think the rushing yards is what separates him from a guy like Baker Mayfield or Aaron Rodgers. And I think those are the other answers that you could go with here. Deshaun Watson's a threat to run. The other guys are not. And so because of that, I think he's going to end up with more over the course of the season in terms of fantasy points. Baker might have more value in terms of being a quarterback. I think Deshaun Watson is the better fantasy quarterback for this year.
I would go Aaron Rodgers, and I would run as fast as I can the opposite direction of Andrew Luck. I want nothing to do with that guy. Even if he's healthy, like, you don't want to deal with that every single week. I would run as fast and as far as I possibly can.
I was listening to Matthew Berry. He thinks that Odell Beckham could have the best fantasy year we've ever seen from a wide receiver. I think angry, motivated, finally playing on a good team, best quarterback situation he's ever played in, Odell Beckham could have a really monster year. And I would just want some part of that if I was a picking in a fantasy league.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.